BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's podcast. Strictly Come Bingo is back. And today, it's me playing against my Strictly dance partner, Joanne Clifton. She gets so wet. It's brilliant. Also, is that Christmas department store advert as much of a tearjerker as last year? We discuss. Email me your reactions, maybe after you've been to the pub. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. And Greg's on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm having a weird week, you know.
Yeah?
Well, I got called in to do the breakfast show, obviously. Got cruelly booted out of Strictly Come Dancing at the weekend. And it's just been a weird week because I'm kind of missing my dance partner.
Are you?
Yeah. Because by now we'd almost have finished attempting to learn a dance in my own special way.
It must be weird because you spend so much time together.
Yeah.
And then it's just over, isn't it?
Yeah.
You force that relationship. And
we're still right, you know.
Do you feel the chemistry simmers down quite quickly?
No, not at all. We're still writing every day. Sometimes twice, three times.
When you finished, did you commit to something like that? We'll speak to each other every day, I promise you.
No, it's not like holiday friends.
She is
actually my friend now.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're going to be playing, this is going to be good, Innuendo Bingo together at 1:45, reunited. Now, some people are saying, is this because you were booted off, you blame her? Absolutely not. It was me to blame.
That's an interesting one. Is there any bitterness at all? It kind of feels like you're taking it out on poor Joanne.
No. It's just that she was my dance partner, and therefore we should play the game together.
But are you suggesting that if you're with someone else, that this wouldn't have been the case? You would have carried on through. Let's say lovely Trent.
No. I think there's only so far I could have gone in the competition. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, this is going to be weird. So you're going to be kind of announcing all the clips today. You're going to be me and I'm going to be you.
This is huge. I mean, there's been so much call for you to play this game.
Yeah.
Every week, when's Scott going to do it? When's Scott going to do it?
I have played it before, but that was on a special with Zayn off One Direction a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but that was just a quickie one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't the full Strictly Come Bingo setup that we got today.
So I'm really looking forward to it. Are you feeling confident about being the anchor of this segment?
Listen, that's a very minor role in this situation. I'm more interested to know, do you think Joanne's going to get you really wet?
Yes, she's convinced that she will actually drown me. So it's going to be a good one to watch today. If you've never watched it before, you can see it on the Radio 1 website, even on your phone. You can watch it at 1:45 if you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It'd be good to see my old partner again and get her absolutely soaking wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. So I don't know if you know, one of the big high street clothing shops has launched a new range today. From one of the designers, like a big designer.
I'm not aware of this.
What? Okay, it's the shop that's called Huh and Mm.
Okay.
And
yeah.
The designer is Alexander Wang. So one of my fashion friends.
Is that one?
Yeah, it's one. It's a designer. One of my fashion friends texted me earlier going, there's a Huh and Mm right near your work. Can you pop in and get me something? Honestly, it was chaos in there. But I am now, imagine when I paid for this, I'm now the proud owner of a sweater which says Wang on it.
Amazing
news. I had to go to the checkout and get that.
I don't get it. So there's a Wang range.
There's the Wang range and people, wow. I'm telling you, I had to fight to the front. They're going crazy for it. You can't even get near it.
Is this a joke?
No, there's a designer. Yeah, I do have a jumper which says Wang on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, it's my dance partner off Strictly. Hi, Joe.
Hiya.
Oh, good to see you again. I know it's only been a few days, but it feels like longer.
It does. I've missed you, Scott.
I miss you too. It's weird because we've been spending so much time together and then they just get rid of you and then what do you do?
Is there anything that you don't miss about each other? Good question.
No.
Be honest. Come on, now it's time to be honest.
No.
Do you feel that you could have done better with other partners?
Well, obviously.
No, absolutely not.
She could.
No.
She could have.
No.
But she did want me from the beginning, remember?
Yeah.
I did.
She knew what she was getting herself into.
I still think you're the best dancer, Scott.
Thanks very much.
Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah.
But we got to week 6. Who'd have thought that would happen?
Exactly.
Because me and Joe had a chat beforehand and I said to her, like, be honest with me. She was like, probs week 4.
I've got to admit, I think you both did like way better
than I
thought. The only thing I was a bit gutted about is like literally the day before you guys performed your final thing, I put a large bet on you both to go through.
Yeah,
I stood to win $12,000. The odds, I mean, the odds were ridiculous.
Yeah, how much did you put down?
Something like a tenner.
$12,000.
it was something ridiculous like that.
But it is weird. I feel a bit lost this week because I haven't seen Joanne. I've not been to Strictly. It's a bit odd. But
we had more free time. We've both been shopping.
Yeah, just been shopping a lot. Yeah.
But you can both kind of be at it now with all the water and you
yes,
know.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, and that's what we're going to do. Are you ready for this, Clifton?
I'm so ready.
I'm so ready.
I've had some Pop Tarts this morning, and I've got the crumbs in my mouth still, so I'll be spitting that as
that's
well.
That's nice. Excellent.
Is this going to be awkward at all?
No, not at all. I'm really looking forward to it. You know that we're not on the show anymore, but you still have to go there every Saturday and do dancing, don't you?
Yeah, the group dances.
Okay. But apart from that, just stand there.
Yeah, I'll just be watching.
Right. Okay, it's weird, isn't it?
It's really strange.
And it's going to be weird on Saturday. I'm not even sure I'm going to watch the show.
You should come. Come anyway.
Oh, no, that's
then
a bit
I'll be
awkward.
Kind of like, oh, hi, me again. Mm. I remember I got knocked out last week. Hiya.
You'll have to sit in a different place.
No one wants the ex-contestant that's like still clinging on, do they?
Yeah, but you could just come and stand in the corner with a big orange face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do that.
We'll always have the crab, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Always have the crab.
Oh, no, but in all seriousness, that's a legacy. That's a big Strictly legacy, the crab.
Yeah. Well, I want to take that on tour. It'd be awesome.
So how's this going to work then? You two in the live lounge.
Yeah, we've got the mirror ball up and you can watch this in a minute. On the Radio 1 website, it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
We're going to play Strictly Come Bingo with me and my dance partner, Joanne Clifton. Are you ready for this? So you're going to announce all the clips.
So I'll announce the clips, do the buttons, that kind of thing.
What tips can you give me? Because you do it twice a week.
Yeah. Well, I think you've just got to go for it. I genuinely think you look ever so slightly anxious about this. Like, it's one thing doing the announcements. You know you do that better than anybody. But this one you've got to get right involved in.
Yeah.
I hope you guys don't wimp out and you both, you know.
We'll just go for it.
I'm going for it.
Okay, right. You can watch it in 3 minutes on the Radio 1 website. Let's go next door.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
God, this is really exciting. Okay, the cameras are on. If you go to the Radio 1 website right now, on your phone, on the computer, the cameras are on. Right, let's do this.
Live from BBC Radio 1, it's time to make another celebrity wet. Once again, it's time for Innuendo Bingo to partner Strictly Come Dancing in Strictly Come Bingo. Taking to the floor this afternoon are the handsome Scott Mills and the stunning Joanne Clifton. Now, please welcome your host, the pasty, dishevelled, short, pathetic Chris Stark.
There's no need for that, is there? Did you make that, Mills?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Right,
oh,
so here
so
we go, eh?
I'm so excited about this.
Mm.
Okay. You all right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, right. So cheers.
Cheers.
Look each other in the eye.
Run my neck.
It's quite funny, this, because you both look quite anxious.
I am.
Yeah.
I've never really played it before. I played it once before.
And Joanne, have you seen the videos?
Yeah, I've seen it. And someone just said it's really cold.
The water is freezing, yeah.
Right, okay. Then.
Right, make sure you watch this. It's a good one. Right, just fill your cheeks.
Yeah, really, my best bit of advice for you would be, like, really go for it, you know, as much water as you can get in as possible.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, right.
Cheers, my love. Cheers.
So we begin. Right, over to Channel 4 and last week's Come Dine With Me Now, mm-hmm. where the contestants are ready for day two. Although this woman, Louise, sounds like she still needs to sort herself out before the night before. Are you ready?
Mm.
Right, here we go.
Cara Louise McGowan's been feeling the consequences.
I've got a lot of white creamy stuff still stuck in my throat.
It is flipping cold.
Oh, it's freezing.
It's so weird doing it from this side.
Your glasses are wet.
I've got a lot of white creamy stuff still stuck in my throat.
Thanks to Jonah in Shepherding who spotted that one. How are we doing in the live lounge, guys?
Pretty wet already.
Pretty wet already.
Yeah,
no, you're not that wet. Yeah. Come closer. Come here.
All right.
Strictly Come Bingo here on Radio 1. Okay, right. Off to last week's Emmerdale now. And we join the show as some of the younger characters are off for a walk. When this grumpy old guy, Sandy, suddenly appears after his making... sorry. After making his way around the whole village. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, please?
I've fingered every last one of you. last one of you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm out of water already.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to explain, Sandy has been asked who has who's been trampling someone's flower bed and basically fingered them all.
Oh.
You know, fingered, accused, blamed,
yeah, I get it,
that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah,
thanks. Sean sent that one in. Thank you very much, Sean. Right, how are we doing in there?
Oh, wow. Yeah, Joe's pretty wet right now. Your top in particular.
Right, what? Just need to get into this.
Get closer,
I say we take it up a notch now.
Yeah, let's go.
Right, I've been going through the archives, finding the clips that I know will make Scott really lose it. Sorry, Joanne. So this is a classic clip of a radio presenter reading out an email from a very excited listener. It's Vanessa Feltz.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit, and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
It's one of my favourites.
Vanessa! Me, I can't see anything!
I've forgotten about that one.
I just bought myself a new rabbit. And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Yes, Vanessa. Oh, this is horrible.
I want to play.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Can't see out.
Can't see out.
Who's the most wet so far?
Me! That's not right.
This is brilliant. Come on.
Oh.
Keep going.
Okay. Right, where are we up to?
Cold, isn't it?
Right, over to BBC Two's Trust Me, I'm a Doctor Now, where a researcher has locked some students in a room for an experiment, but apparently the rules about what they can do in there are quite loose. Ready? Here we go.
But what about the fudge?
Our participants had quite a lot of fudge.
Yeah.
I mean,
were they allowed just to kind of nosh away until they felt sick?
Yes, yeah. Pretty much.
You went straight for my eyes. Look at me specs, here.
Were they allowed just to kind of nosh away until they felt sick?
Yes, yeah. Pretty much.
Apparently it was an experiment on sugar intake.
All right, good.
Thank you to Lucy for that one.
Oh,
she emailed into Scott. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you see anything that you think we can use on innuendo bingo.
I feel like I've been swimming. It's pretty wet.
I'm loving it. It's so weird watching you do it, Mills.
Oh, this is uncomfortable now.
Do you think you can fit any more water in?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say another classic now, Mills. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brace, Joanne. It's another radio presenter and another letter from a listener. This time, it's a bit of a confession about someone's wife from Simon Mayo.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
That's one of my favourites.
Same.
I didn't get that one.
Do you want it again?
No. Well, yeah.
Bought
want.
A couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife.
Yeah.
Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
No. She's so innocent.
Okay.
I like it.
Right.
Waiter?
Hang on.
Oh, you need a top-up.
Got some more. Where's that waiter with the semi on?
Yes, we do have a waiter.
He's got a fine semi on.
Where is he?
It's okay. I'll get it in a minute.
Okay, no, the waiter's useless.
I don't need to top up just now. It's fine.
You need to get online and watch this now. It's on the Radio 1 homepage.
Oh, my God, this is wet. Were you expecting it to be this wet?
No.
Okay.
Right, crack on. Right, this one did some real damage last week. It's from BBC... BBC One's Holiday of My Lifetime. Sorry.
I know this one.
We crossed to a caravan in the West Country where two old friends are getting... reacquainted is Len Goodman and Arlene Phillips.
Oh, I tell you what. Oh, smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Right. True. Right, Len Goodman came up to me before the show last week and went... I've heard what you've been saying. My son sent me the link. It's very funny.
Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Very funny. He loved it. His son was listening to Anita Bingo last week.
Oh, it's too good.
Getting this in my mouth.
Arlene.
Is too good.
Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
A bit of an explanation. They were sharing a chocolate eclair, if you didn't hear that one
caravan.
Last week.
Oh, it's just horrible now. There's a point where it seeps down to your pants, isn't there?
Oh, it will go through, yeah.
That's happened.
Did you bring spare pants to work today, Scott?
No, did you?
Oh, no.
Did you?
No.
I can lend you a pair. I have some under my desk.
Oh,
it's
I
fine.
Don't want to wear your pants, thanks.
Neither do I.
Strictly Come Bingo here on Radio 1.
God, how long now?
Another classic. Oh, this water. One's about a baker. Over to Rick Stein.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
I got that one.
Get that
Miguel
one.
Pujol.
Yeah, that's his name. He's
Miguel
the king.
Pujol.
The king of Majorcan lardy cake.
Miguel
I did it
Pujol.
In my eye.
In your eye now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're man. Right.
She's yeah. absolutely soaked.
Right then, nearly done.
Okay.
And to Mondays This Morning on ITV, and Philip Schofield is experimenting with something new on Agony Aunt, Denise Robertson. I wonder what Denise will make of it. Brace yourselves.
Okay, and here we go.
How does it feel, Denise?
Ooh.
You feel
tiny,
it?
Tiny, tiny little prick.
Wow, experimenting with a flu jab there.
You feel a
tiny, tiny little prick.
Oh, Denise. That's all that was.
So many of you emailed that one to Scott. Thank you to everyone who did.
Oh, this is awful now.
Oh, wow. Oh. Can I just say it's been an honour doing this, pressing the buttons here on Innuendo Bingo.
No, it's been great. Waiter, can I have a semi-on?
Have we got a semi-on to hand?
He has. A fine wine.
Bring in the waiter there.
Thank you. Can I just taste it first? Thank you. Semi-on.
Oh.
It's nice, that. One step up from Chardonnay, love.
Right then. Finally. Are. Waters, please.
There we are. Thank you, waiter. Thank you.
Finally, it gives me great pleasure...
Screw top, yeah?
...to introduce to you all a clip from Crime Watch Roadshow. This is an honour. And an interview about... I've waited for the day to say this. And an interview about a very, very busy police horse.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
So good!
Oh, my God.
Look at me glasses!
I can't even see you.
How was that?
Would you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's cold.
It's though. Really cold.
Freezing.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks. That was great.
Enjoyed
can you,
it?
Can you play it next week, though, please?
I'm looking forward to getting back involved next week.
Word.
Strictly Come Bingo here on Radio 1.
Thank you.
Oof. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I'm still freezing from Innuendo Bingo. But it has gone really cold now, hasn't it?
It's, there's definitely been a change. Last couple of days, I'd say. It's got really cold.
Do you remember that time when I stayed in that hotel room in Hull and there was no heating and I was so freezing that I had to put the hairdryer on to keep warm?
Yeah, that's
actually
unbelievable.
Put the hairdryer on.
I mean, I'm sure that's horrendously bad for the environment.
So cold. Yeah, but I was freezing.
But what about the noise?
That's fine, just put it on for a while. I needed to warm up.
There's someone that we know. I'm sure I saw a message go between... us and there's someone that we know that rubs something on them to make them warmer. What is this? It's like, you know, that warming rub. What am I talking about?
Did this happen recently?
Yes.
Oh, that lady we know.
Yes, that's the one.
Where she puts the deep heat rub on.
That's it.
Other rubs are available.
To try
and get cozy. What a weirdo. Yeah, she does that, yeah.
But the hairdryer
in the hotel room in Hull. It was above a pub, I seem to remember, the room.
And what do you do? Just leave it on all night?
No. You just leave it on until you get a bit warm.
So you do it in bursts?
It was desperate times. Yeah. Hey, the red cups are on.
They are, yes.
Yeah. I did resist, though, having one of the drinks today because I saw on Twitter, they look lush, the drinks. You know which ones I'm talking about.
Right.
Just a casual 9 teaspoons of sugar in each one.
Okay.
9! But I will still be having them, though.
But you're right. Festive things are now fully on.
Told you it's going to be this week.
Yeah.
Right, people are mistaking that I said 90 spoons of sugar in one of those Christmas drinks. No, 9. Should make you feel better now. Just the 9, not 90.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why do I like this so much?
It's kind of gone from you kind of liking it to now full on... I've never seen you like this.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't seen you like this for a while.
Yeah, not for a while.
I mean, you're proper excited about it, and especially as it's David Guetta.
It's one of those that, like, you'll never remember in a few years, but at the time you like it. I mean, it's not a classic. By any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, so it's not like how I think She-Wolf is one of the greatest songs of all time.
No, that's also not one of the greatest songs of all time. And that definitely isn't Dangerous by David Guetta and Sam Martin, but I still really like it at the moment. Ask me in 2 years, I'll be like, ugh, I hated it. Always hated it. Is it normal to get, after doing Any Domingo, to have like a slight scratchy feeling in your ear, something scratching?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It feels like I've got, like, I really need to itch my ear all the time. Is that normal?
I think it's
getting
just
weird
because,
symptoms.
Yeah, because Joanne obviously spat lots of water all over you. And do you remember she said that she'd had stuff for her lunch that was still there?
Is it a bit like when you go swimming and, like, you know, when you can't, you feel like you've got water in there? Oh.
Do you know what you need to do? I don't know if this actually works, but you need to hold your nose and now, like, really, like, try and breathe out through your nose.
That's not working.
No.
Maybe I've got a spider living in there, like Katie Mellower.
Oh!
That's my favourite story at the moment. Do you know about that?
I don't. What's this?
Look up spider Katie Mellower. Remember her off of 10 million bicycles in Beijing?
Katie Mellower is a pop star from years ago, right? Am I right in thinking you had some kind of beef?
Yeah, there was a problem at the Brits. I got chucked out nearly 1 year because I started a beef with her.
What did you do?
I can't. It's far too long to go into now, and also we don't really talk about it on air anymore because I was nearly banned from the Brits forever. But look up Spider Katie Mellor, you'll see it. Got you in her ear.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ollie from Portsmouth says, "Yes, at last, someone else who agrees with me. She-Wolf by Shakira is the greatest song of all time. It's not,
mate. There's a few people texting in saying it is, though. Can't argue with them.
Of all time, we often have this discussion.
One of the best.
Mm. That's Sigma and Nobody to Love on Radio 1. Also, Rixton on there as well, Wait on Me, and Of Monsters and Men, Little Talks. Mills here. Coming up, track of the day, which is George the Poet, and also Ollie's new track, Ollie Murs, before 3 o'clock. Do you remember last week we spoke to Jonathan, 5 dates in, and still no kiss? Mm. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Scott. Hello.
So we spoke to you on Friday, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
And you needed some date inspiration.
I did.
Because we're the first people you would call.
Obviously.
And you wanted to know some ideas because you kind of exhausted all of your date ideas, hadn't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
So the 2 date ideas I came up with were apple bobbing and a dance class.
Yeah.
So, which one did you go for? The apple bobbing or the dance class?
Neither.
Well, what was the point of ringing me then?
I just thought I'd get some ideas, but...
But you didn't like any of them?
I'm gonna keep the dance class in my back pocket for a rainy day.
Okay, so what did you do?
Well, we went out for food through the day, and then on the Sunday evening, there was a fireworks display, which I thought... absolutely perfect.
Mm. And how did
very
it go?
Romantic. It was good. It was very good.
Are you like me when after the first 2 fireworks go off, you're like, bored now?
It lasted a whole 15 minutes.
Whoa.
Fireworks.
Big one. Hang on a second. I'm slightly disappointed in your date choice. I don't think it's as good as Scott's.
How's that?
Well, it's a 6th date. You need to step up the game somewhat, you know?
Yeah, but it was for bonfire night.
Mm.
So I thought, might as well take advantage of the opportunity.
I'm only interested in fireworks if they all go up at once. I want 30 minutes in 30 seconds. Yeah, I'm not bothered by fireworks, really. But you loved it, and she loved it.
Yeah, it was a really good evening.
And how did it go after the fireworks?
It was successful.
Whoa!
Okay, did you go in for the kiss?
It was sort of towards the end of the evening when I took her home. That's when I strike.
And did you swoop first, or did she?
I think it was quite mutual.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was all good.
So what's this? 6 dates in, you've got a kiss?
Yes.
Oh, so it seems like it's the real deal now. And was she happy that you finally have kissed?
Yeah, we're going out again this weekend. So
oh, amazing.
I must be doing something right.
Well, then you could do the dance class.
Yeah, I'm genuinely thinking about it. But yeah.
Maybe not the apple bobbing because it's so last week.
Yeah, that was definitely last week.
Did she hear that you were on Radio 1?
No, and she doesn't know.
Still doesn't know.
No.
He's playing with fire.
Yeah, it's quite risky, but hopefully she doesn't listen.
Well, that's really good news. I'm really pleased for you.
It's all thanks to yous.
And after you dropped her home, you went home?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And but you got a kiss?
Yeah, I did.
And that was the aim of this, wasn't it, really? Because you were worried about five dates in, no kiss.
Yeah, I was quite worried about it, but all is good now.
Yeah. And I'm taking total credit for that.
Yeah, I'm more than happy for you too.
Oh, thank you.
You know what they say, sixth date lucky. Sixth time lucky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Also, Scott, you had this theory when we were covering Grimmy on The Breakfast Show about people just having winter boyfriends, winter girlfriends. Do you want to instill that fear in him?
Did you hear this, Jonathan?
Yes, I did. I hope that's not the case.
Mm. You're not just doing it for a winter girlfriend, are you?
No.
Is she, do you think?
I don't think so.
No, a lot of people were getting really paranoid when I was saying this yesterday, thinking, oh no, I've just got into a relationship. Are they just using me for winter?
Well, I read a thing a while ago that said that people who got into relationships in the summer tend to last longer, so it's not a good look.
I see, so you're worried that because you've got together in the winter, it's just going to be that. You've got the fear. Are you in a relationship, though? That's a question.
I think we are.
Oh, amazing. Have you changed your status?
No, it's not Facebook official.
Okay. Right. Maybe on this day at the weekend when you might do the dance class.
Yeah.
Maybe ask her, am I just a winter boyfriend?
That could be awkward. Once she says yeah.
I think you just need to know.
Mm, it's worth establishing.
Yeah. It's like a Christmas present.
You've got two things, right? Ask if you can make it Facebook official.
Yeah.
So you can change your status. And two, just be like, am I just a winter boyfriend to you? Is that all I am?
Yeah.
Right. Did you just say as well that you're hoping to get Christmas presents?
I said at least I would get Christmas presents.
Oh,
well,
I see.
I don't know, because you've left it quite late in the day. I don't know what kind of presents you'd be kind of allowed.
I'm not expecting anything.
Oh, no, bless you.
You are, though.
You are, though. Well, listen, good luck with the next day, and hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. Thanks. Nice to speak to you, Jonathan.
You too.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Everyone's talking about the John Lewis advert.
Mm, the one with the penguin.
Yeah.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because it's now become like a Christmas tradition.
Yeah. So here's the music.
Oh, who is it? I didn't even know.
It's Tom O'Dell.
Oh.
I really like the music.
Is this a famous old song that's been slowed down, do we know?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a song by John Lennon.
Because that's how it's done, isn't it?
I really like the song. But I'm concerned it's not as much of a tearjerker as last year. Also, that penguin is just wanting a winter girlfriend.
Kind of, yeah. Okay.
Right, I've been talking about it 2 days now, and there is the main culprit, just wants a girlfriend for winter.
But it is a tradition now, and these, especially this one, this department store, they put out this song, and there's always an emotional video. Now, last year, didn't we show people in the office it, and they cried?
Yeah. That was the Lily Allen one, was it, last year? Yeah. I'm not sure this is going to have the same effect.
It should do exactly the same, but it's...
Well, that's the idea. You're supposed to get all emotional. Can anyone who has maybe shed a little tear or felt a bit emotional over this advert, if you have seen the penguin advert, could you let us know on 81119?
Also,
but we've got a better idea.
I mean, it's early doors with it. Like, I saw it and I didn't really feel too much over emotion.
Now, it's on TV tonight for the first time.
Okay.
I think it's 10:30 on Channel 4. This is off the top of my head. I'm sure it's 10:30 in the ad break tonight on Channel 4. But, well, we'll confirm that for you in a minute. But what I'm saying is, sometimes adverts like that, or anything which is supposed to get you emotional, in the daytime it won't as much, maybe when you're at work or school, but in the evening, much more.
Yeah, I agree. I think this might be something where, because I'm going out tonight, and I think when I'm a bit more tired and emotional, a bit later on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that maybe you'll find it much cuter and much more emotional then.
Perhaps, I mean, this is something we can test.
Let's put it out there. It helps if you have been to the pub and then you watch it.
Right.
Sandy and Chelmsford wept. Gemma cried at it. Amy wept like a baby at the advert.
Yeah, I'm from Manchester. I was in bits.
Yeah.
I get that, but I don't know. I did this. I might be wrong, but and I might be just being heartless, but...
Someone in the actual shop who works in the shop in Solihull says they had customers in tears on the shop floor. I just don't think it's as much of a tearjerker as last year.
I don't want to watch it again now until tonight,
yeah,
where I'll watch it again and report back the results to you.
Yeah, it's on tonight. And maybe what we thought you could do for us is when you do see it on TV later, could you record your reaction for us, yes. especially if you're one of the people that is going out tonight? Chris will tell you how to do this.
Okay, so I'm thinking most phones have a kind of voice recorder function on them.
Yeah, like a voice memo thing.
Voice memo thing. Yeah, look, right, on my phone here, it's called voice memo.
Yes.
And then what I think we do, I'll watch it maybe on YouTube probably, on the way home.
Yeah.
In fact, what we should do is set a reminder in our phones. 10:30 tonight, should we say?
All right, I'm putting it in now. 10:30 tonight. Everyone do the same listening now. Right, 10:30 tonight, just put the advert. But yeah, you can use these voice memos on your phone. You just press record. Hello. And it's dead easy. And then just send that to us. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, see it's
there. You go. So, okay, right, plan.
Hello.
Write this in your phone. 10:30 tonight. Watch advert. Then go to YouTube. It's really easy to find. It's all over the internet.
Yeah.
Record your reaction on a voice memo.
Yep. And send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Email it to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Someone says, the penguins, they're mate for life. He's looking for a life partner, not just for Christmas. All right, calm down.
I reckon people will be even more emotional if they watch it tonight.
I think maybe...
Let's do this.
Yeah, for some people who've been out, let us know how you reacted. And if you can, record a voice memo of your reaction to the advert.
10:30 tonight.
10:30 tonight. I reckon we'll have people who are a bit tired and emotional in floods of tears. But I want to hear that. I want to hear your reactions. So record a voice memo when you see the ad tonight, the Penguin advert, and send it by email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll play some tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people already crying after watching the advert, the department store advert we're talking about on YouTube. If you are watching it, record yourself and send us a voice memo to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You don't have to wait until it's on TV. It's on during Gogglebox tomorrow night, the first time on TV. But it's online already if you want to watch it.
It's weird. There's such a kind of... There's loads of people who've had a really strong reaction to it already.
Yeah.
But there's loads of people saying it just doesn't kind of measure up the same as last year, you know?
Mm.
There's this video that's going round of Tom from Fly.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife has recorded him watching the Penguin Christmas advert.
On his Instagram?
Yeah, and he gets quite emotional. Do you want to hear
it? You got it, yeah, go on.
Yeah, yeah.
every year.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's proper crying.
He's proper broken from it.
He really is.
But I don't know how tired and emotional he was at that point.
Every year.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you get that email I sent you earlier?
Which
it's
one?
A tweet from Joe Lycett.
Yes,
have you seen
I
that
did.
Today? It's really good. It's obviously a 100% unofficial 2015 5 Seconds of Summer annual, which he's obviously seen on some bookshelf somewhere. They've all got their eyes closed on the front cover.
It's so strange.
So rubbish. Maybe choose one for the 100% unofficial annual where their eyes are open.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Have you seen the picture, Greg?
It's great.
From the unofficial album.
That is such a good spot from Joe Lycett.
Very good, Joe.
I reckon he bought it, though.
Of course he did. Okay, so Greg's going to the Student Radio Awards tonight.
So I got dressed at 10:30 this morning.
Why are you so excited? Like,
it's not
why
well,
is your clothes already?
I am excited, obviously, but it was my dad's birthday last night, and it was if you know Alan, it was quite a wine filled affair.
Oh, was it?
Don't forget, he's the only other person in the world apart from Henry VIII to get gout.
Gout, yeah.
Through wine and meats.
That's right.
So
was it a lot of meat?
A lot of wine.
A lot of
just
wine.
Like vats
right.
of it.
And how are you feeling?
Well, I just woke up feeling really wobbly.
Yes.
And I just thought, oh God, I've got to take all these clothes with me. So I just saw the suit hanging up and thought, I'm just going to get in it now.
Right.
I'm getting it now. I'm ready. I'm ready for the day. Just point me in the direction I'll go.
Looking good though.
Thanks.
It's a worrying development though, I feel, because I worry if you do that, then it's going to encourage others to dress up a bit smarter on a daily basis. Before we know it, we'll all be in shirts and ties.
Well, we'll look like apprentice candidates.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they're on your show today, aren't they?
That's right.
Whoever it might be.
Whoever it might be.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm just ready. I'm sort of match ready to go.
Yeah.
It's quite as liberating, you know. People take you seriously in a suit.
That's true. Hello to all the students that are on their way to the Student Radio Awards, probably listening to Radio 1 now. You'll have a good night. It's a good night.
It's a brilliant night, isn't
it? It's going to be great.
Here's your first reel or no reel today.
At last year's Student Radio Awards, Greg James presided over a Las Vegas-style shotgun wedding between a couple plucked from the crowd. They broke up shortly afterwards.
I mean, well, I'm just going to say it's real.
Yeah.
So let's just get that out there. This was one of the most horrendous but brilliant moments of my life.
Yes.
It was, I mean, I can't even begin to explain. Were you there, Chris?
I missed out on the Student Radio Awards last year.
I was there.
I didn't go, but I heard this legendary story and
God.
It all went wrong, didn't it?
Well, so Grimmy was poorly last year, and then so I presented it with Dave Berry at the last minute, so I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
So they'd organised this shotgun wedding, and it was just, I've sort of forgotten about it until I've just heard that real or no real thing.
Yeah.
But it was so bad that the girl came, I can't remember the exact stuff, but the girl came up and was, and then sort of went, oh, I don't want to marry him, or, oh, I'd rather marry you, Greg, or something.
Weren't
it was
they
like
a couple?
Really awkward.
They were a couple. Am I right with this? They were a couple. And then they did this wedding thing, but at the end of it, they were no longer a couple.
Yeah.
It went horrendously wrong.
It was so awful.
It was, and then the guy, oh, this is right, the guy tried to get back on stage to punch me.
Yes.
And that, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a good night.
It was like a farce.
That was well remembered. He did try and, he did want to punch you,
like
yes.
An hour later, he came back on really drunk and was like, where is he? But I'd sort of orchestrated to steal his girlfriend away or something.
I'd punch you as well.
Hey!
Blatantly your fault, that.
Why were you punching me for?
Well, presiding over a sham wedding.
It wasn't my idea. I didn't even know what was going on.
It was awful.
Dave Berry was like, just right, so now it's time for a shotgun wedding. Right, is it?
Oh, God. Maybe don't do that tonight.
What does this mean?
Hey, Grimmy was ill yesterday as well. It could have been you again with another shotgun wedding tonight. He's fine.
Thank God for that.
So we know this one's real. Both of us saying real, yeah?
That one is real.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch another shotgun wedding. I don't want to be part of another one, but I mean...
Yeah, hosting it is a completely different thing. To watch it was actually really funny.
I think I had to get carried away.
And next.
The proper response to top of the morning to you is, and the rest of the day to yourself.
Is it? Is that what it is?
Top of the morning to you. But is the rest of it and the rest of the day to yourself?
I didn't know it was a call and response thing. I thought it was just a call.
Surely it should be your, like your happy birthday thing. Top of the morning to you and many more. That's what it should be.
So this is the original edit of that.
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
The radio edit of that.
I thought you could just say top of the morning to you and leave it at that.
Mm. But so do we think there's a reply? I've never heard that reply, if this is real.
What was it, top of the morning to you?
And the rest of the day to yourself.
And the rest of the day to yourself.
Yeah.
Is that, so you've got to spend the rest of your day. Complicated.
No, it's saying you have a good morning and then the other person's saying and you have a good afternoon and evening.
Oh, I see. Oh, so it's a call and response.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I thought it was just the complete phrase. Oh, okay, let's try it, Chris. Top of the morning to you.
And have a good afternoon and evening.
No, but it's not.
No. Worded differently to that.
No, do
remember.
The actual one.
Okay, go on.
Top of the morning to you.
And to you the rest of the day.
No, that's not it. That is not it.
Okay, do it to me.
Top of the morning to you.
And the rest of the day to yourself.
Oh, God, it was close enough.
Nice.
It wasn't, it was rubbish. Okay.
I think it's real.
Real or no real, yeah?
No real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
Top of the morning to you is a traditional Irish greeting, and as Chris says, the rest of the day to yourself is a way to wish the other person a good rest of day.
Great.
And next.
The proper response to...
No, that's wrong. That's just been on. This one.
A baby elephant will comfort itself by sucking on its own trunk, like a human baby sucks its thumb.
Fine.
Okay. So...
Well, that would be comforting, though, wouldn't it?
Would be. Never leave the house.
No, I wouldn't.
So...
I have seen this before. It's fine, it's a trunk. I've seen this.
Oh, is this when you were on your gap year?
No, it wasn't. But I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on Attenborough, I believe.
You've never seen an elephant suck their own trunk?
I think you have. Or at least, well, no, they give it a sniff, actually, don't they? Well, no, because the elephant will pick things up in the trunk.
Sure.
Move towards the mouth, leaves, all sorts.
It's a very powerful piece.
Well, yeah, because it's not using its legs or arms. It hasn't got arms. It's not using any of
its legs.
It's not using its legs.
It's using its arms.
I don't think I've ever seen anything of the such.
Am I thinking of Dumbo?
Yes, but have you ever seen an elephant fly?
Yeah, exactly. You're thinking of cartoon one.
I'm not. I'm thinking that an elephant will pick something up with his trunk, put it towards its mouth. So every now and then...
You're thinking of a cartoon elephant where he's picking things up with his hands and putting it in his pockets.
Every now and then, the elephant will pick something with his trunk, put it in his mouth. Why not? Why wouldn't that happen?
Go on, then. What are you saying?
Oh, I'm saying real.
I think... No, I think he'll just...
Of course he has. Of course he's licked his trunk.
I don't think he's sucking his own trunk.
I'm saying real.
I think this is no real, this is stupid.
That one is real.
No.
Obviously.
Elephants are born with fully articulated trunks. They can put them anywhere.
Yeah.
I'd love a trunk.
But is that a thing? Do they all do that?
Yeah.
Like you suck your thumb when you're a kid.
It's a comfort thing.
Or as a strange adult. Do they all do it?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, there's one for you. And finally...
Nick Grimshaw outsources his Christmas card list to a private company.
Oh, can't be asked to do Christmas cards, so just get a company to do it. Sick.
That's amazing if that is true. I mean, just, do you know what? If that is true, don't bother. If it's not coming from the heart, don't bother doing it at all.
It's very impersonal, isn't it?
It really is.
It's basically spam. It is. I mean, that's what spam is, isn't
it? I'd return it to sender.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
After taking the Christmas stamp off.
So, does Grimmy use a company as he outsourced his Christmas cards so he doesn't have to do it?
Are Christmas cards a bit of a who anyway?
Yeah, I think they are. I've never bothered with them, frankly.
Never?
No.
Well, no, it's that awkward thing where you'll receive a card from someone but have no intention of getting them one.
I don't really get it. Anyway, so real or no real, Grimmy?
Outsourcing. I don't think that there's a company that would do that, is there? I suppose if you paid them enough money. Yeah. No real.
And how does this work, Scott? It's writing in the card and licking the envelope. And
yeah, he has nothing to do with it. He just gives them a list and then they do the rest.
That's bizarre.
I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is no real.
It's not real, but you can imagine it.
I'm sad that's not real. I really am sad.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I scored 20, Greg got 30.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Greg. So,
an honour, an absolute honour.
So, what's on tonight?
Tonight, we have the fired apprentice person. We have Ben Howard playing the Mayor of Ware.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, that's huge. Yes.
Ben Howard doing the Mayor of Ware at 5:10.
Yes.
He's a special guest today and films with Rihanna after 6. The
Scott Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Join us back on Radio 1 tomorrow, 1 p.m. Stop.